broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Old enough to remember this stuff?
Oh, yeah. Grew up on it.
Good stuff.
Sports Talk.
Hey! My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bobby.
What do you know, my good man?
Not much. Not much.
Beautiful day today.
Oh,
tremendous.
Didn't beat it.
You're all tanned up. What'd you do?
Tanned up.
Been laying out?
Ain't been outside yet.
Hey, laying out?
Nope.
Are you laying out?
No.
Laying out by the pool?
No.
Naked?
Zero.
Huh?
No.
Come here.
No.
Don't lie to us.
Nope.
You got the pool open.
Probably just high blood pressure.
Oh, could be drunk.
Just got drunk.
Are you, is the pool open and ready?
Getting close.
What's that mean?
Dirty.
Oh, is it pretty nice?
Go cleaner a little bit.
When we going cleaner?
Actually, the Caden's having his buddies over tomorrow to swim, so he's better be done tonight.
So how do you do that? Is you got to put a chemical in it, or you?
Yeah, we'll put a bunch of chemicals in it, but
so their eyes will be like orange.
No, it's good to go.
We're going in tonight, me and you.
We could get a little splash around.
I'm in. Chuck, you in?
Nope.
Come on.
Why?
Get the banana hammock.
Now you in or out? We're going swimming, skinny dipping after the show tonight.
That was my question. If it's skinny dipping,
it better be late. Dark.
Yeah. Don't want anything. I don't want to be naked in a pool with you
Jonas,
guys.
In or out?
Big out.
Big out.
Yeah.
I'm by myself.
Yep. You're floating by yourself out there.
Welcome to Sports Talk. Wednesday night in this brand new studio.
Hello, new digs.
Neil, how much money are you making?
Billion.
None now.
Lie.
Neil. None now. He spent it all.
Neil, this is unbelievable.
This is awesome.
Yeah. This is the temporary till we...
By the way, we got a restroom.
Other end of the hall.
We're fired up.
We can go pee. Can we say pee on the radio?
Yeah. No, don't pee on the radio. It'll short it out.
Hey, question.
Yep.
We do want to thank Mike Brockman for our studio for years.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that worked out great.
That was really good.
For just getting started, and it was the center of the town, and we've seen everybody. And
yep.
And now we're down here on the other end. Nobody cares.
Nope. We're kind of hidden down here.
Kimby's.
I'm going to have to cut in a big picture window out front.
We got to get a window, Spencer.
Yep. That's part of the long-term plan.
If somebody just drives their car into the front of this.
Yeah. They did that once.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy that owned the pit stop.
Yeah.
That
is his brother.
No, it was Gary Miller.
Gary, wasn't it?
I thought it was his brother.
Went right through Napa.
I thought it was Bill.
Bill Miller?
I was thinking it was.
Ooh, I thought it was Gary.
Rich Miller.
Couldn't have been Rich.
Rich and Bye.
Oh,
but anyway.
Anyway.
See?
What do you think? Lost our baseball game.
That's bad. Not happy.
Good district semifinal.
Yeah.
Great.
Semifinal game.
Super game.
Yep.
The Indians win it.
Barn burner.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a great game. And we go into the Coldwater game having beaten them. And we go in there on Saturday morning. And Fee, we just didn't play good, did we?
No. And that's what's kind of bumming for the kids, too. I think if you go out there and play your best game and you get beat, hey, good for them, you know, but we didn't really play our best game.
No, we didn't.
And hats off to them. They played pretty well. I mean, they put the ball in play, made us make plays, and we made some mistakes here and there. And can't do that against a good team like Coldwater.
No, you can't at that level and at that far into the tournament.
Right.
You got to play your best.
You got to bring your best game, and unfortunately we didn't.
No, that's right. And we say goodbye to an unbelievable senior class.
Great senior class.
They won so freaking many ball games.
Might have won the most games ever.
Yeah, somebody was going to check that out, and I've never heard.
I don't know if anybody did, but I'd have to think they had to be close.
Yeah.
We won a lot of games the last 4 years.
It was just a marvelous season.
It was.
We won the first ever MAC.
Yeah, that was exciting.
You know, and
we had some barn burner games, you know, and we gotta hit better next year. We just gotta keep get working on our hitting. There's no doubt about it. We gotta get in the cages and keep hitting.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We're a little weak compared to them. I think we had as good a pitching staff as they did, but they could hit the ball a little better than we did.
Yep, that's right.
So,
and you know, Fee, when we, you know, and we'll talk about baseball tonight. But you know, we turn the page.
Yep.
And when we turn the page, we turn the page to our youth.
Yeah.
And tonight we have our Fort Recovery, it's FRISO, which is the youth organization of our sports. And we got Jonas Foote and Eric Post here. And Eric's on his way. He had a meeting or something. And then we're going to pick these guys' brains. And we're going to talk about the future of our younger kids.
And
it's exciting. Me and you announced the championship last year.
We'll have to do that again. That was fun.
Talent down there.
There's a lot of talent down there.
Yeah,
and it's from third grade, I mean, the young kids all the way up. You know, even if you watch the junior high, the kids, the Pony League kids, we got some good things going right now.
Absolutely
do. It's fun. Fun to be at the floor right now.
It is, and we're going to take a break. We're coming back right back with Jonas Foote, member of the president, vice president.
FRISO.
I don't know, what are you?
Boys League Director.
Boys League Director. Is there a president?
That'd be Eric Post.
Eric's the president. Is there a secretary?
That'd be Jesse Greasy.
Is there vice president?
No vice president.
What's Neil?
Neil?
Awesome.
What? Yeah.
Neil's off.
Neil's off.
We'll be right back.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Electric power, we take it for granted until it's gone. With the Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock.
The 7th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 8th, 9th, and 10th at Fort Site Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team's spot before Sunday, June 3rd, by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448, or you can email them at evers_ryan@yahoo.com. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2018 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head on down to Fort Site Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2018 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun. Veterans Memorial Plaza helps to honor those brave men and women who have served in the armed forces to help preserve the freedoms we all enjoy. Fort Recovery Radio wants to help honor all those veterans. Here are just a few of the hundreds of local people who have helped preserve everything the United States stands for. Eugene W. Bargy, Alvin D. Bargy, Sammy A. Bargy, Albert E. Bargy, George S. Bargy, Herman C. Bargy, Francis J. Bargy, Gary L. Bargy, James Coughlin, Gregory J. Coughlin, Dominic N. Coughlin, Wilford Coughlin, Charles Benner, Harold B. Stogler, Ralph P. Stogler, Albert M. Stogler, Lester C. Stogler, Carrie A. Stogler, Werner J. Stogler, and Michael Stogler. Thank you to these brave men and women who served in our armed forces, some making the ultimate sacrifice. They should never be forgotten.
See you guys.
They're hid in there.
They are hid.
Yep.
We have all of the high school track results from the regionals. I've been getting them on Twitter, and I got all the updates from Greg
Lefebvre. Greg's going to do it, yeah.
And we're going to go over them after we visit with our FRISO committee and Jonas Foote. Welcome aboard to Fort Carey Radio. And tell us a little bit about the FRISO and what it stands for and what you guys do.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me up here again. We did this last year and had a pretty good response from it, so I just appreciate being able to come back up here and talk about FRISO. FRISO is a Fort Recovery Youth Sports Organization. We take care of boys and girls T-ball through Pony League, which is eighth grade. So we get all the ball players from the first time they ever pick up a glove to the last time they ever have a bat before they go into the high school program. So I think with the dedication we've had from the volunteers, I think we've seen a lot of results in the high school programs. And the girls program is picking up. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
Absolutely.
And the boys program has been on fire the last few years. And the little kids see that success, and it pumps them up even more to play ball.
So. No, I agree with you 100%, Jonas. And when we talked last year about it, and we just – FRISO's been around for how long?
I'd say 7, 8, 9 years, something like that. So.
And it is a group of there's a group of people.
Yeah, there's a volunteer board. President is currently Eric Post. Boys League director is myself. Girls League director is Jenny Garkey. Secretary is Jesse Greasy. Treasurer is Craig Evers. And our new equipment guy that's coming on this year, because I'm moving from the equipment to the Boys League director. I did both jobs this year. Is Eric Feely.
So. Well, good.
Perfect.
There is, and you know, Harold's got some questions too, but when we look at, we're both members of the park board, and you know, I'm not going to say that 7, 8, 9 years ago that, it, you know, we've had a lot of great people run the parks and run our programs. But what a huge relief, and it's so much better now than it was.
It is.
Just because there's more people involved. It's just like the Jubilee.
We had John Rammel for how many years?
Yeah.
Ran the whole shooting match, you know, one guy, and it's a lot of work.
It's a ton of work.
It is. Think about that, Genesis. That thing was ran by one person every year for so many years.
Yeah.
And when you think about how many people are involved now, you got to about shake your head.
Yeah, I've got two aspects of it, the equipment and the boys league this year, and it was plenty for my plate.
I bet too.
yeah, that's right.
Speaking of equipment, now how are we looking down there? I mean, we got everything seems to be pretty good. I mean, it, no problems with anything. You guys update pretty much every year.
We over the last 3 years since I took over from Al Post, we've probably replaced 90% of everything again.
Really?
So,
good.
Everybody's in top-notch stuff, the safest stuff made, and the highest quality stuff made. I mean, that's what really prided myself on finding, searching out the best deals and everything, making our sponsor money go as far as it possibly could. So.
Each year, the Fort Carey, the parks, gave you guys some startup money, some money to keep going. This year, we haven't done it. Year, you guys are so totally on yourself. And talk a little bit about the financial side of FRISO and how you got it built up and where you're at now.
Okay. Yeah, so everybody on the board is volunteer 100%. We don't. The only thing we take money out for is equipment costs, uniform costs, umpire fees, things like tournament fees, things like that. Or I shouldn't say they're not all-star tournament fees, but the tournament fees for our regular Little League, Pony League groups. So that's fixed money, and a lot of that money comes out of the registration fees we charge the players. But to be able to do the quality of the equipment we have and keep improving things, we've really stepped up our game on the sponsorship programs. So if you go down to the Diamonds, you'll see there's eight of our banner sponsors this year. So there's eight banners in every outfield. So on all four Diamonds, eight banners out there. Those are the donors that stepped up and gave $500 each this year.
Do you know them off the top of your head?
I know a lot of them, and I'm afraid I'd leave somebody out.
Yeah. Well, that's not our intentions at all, but you know, we don't have to name them all, but man, what a huge thing that is for us.
That's a big help. That's got to be a big help.
Yeah, so you combine that, and then you combine our Grand Slam, our home run sponsors, which are on individual signs on the backstops, and those sponsorship levels are from $100 to $250. So all that money together put us in a really good position to be able to continue the program. And what we want to do, we want to keep enough in the bank account that we could run for a couple years without any money coming in if times would get really bad, sure. You know, and we want to keep the ball program running. But we're by no means there to create a bank account just to say, hey, look at the quantity of money we have.
We are
spending it, and we're spending it wisely. And if you go down and you look at anybody's equipment from the T-ball level up through Pony League, you'll see that it's really good stuff.
So. Well, and another thing is, and when you look at the people on the board and you look at the people involved in this, you don't have to worry about wasting money and doing stupid stuff. These are sharp people.
Very good, yeah.
They have the kids in mind first, and that's what's about. And when we see that in the concession stand, you said you had some pictures of the concession stand. Wow.
Yeah. The last few weeks before we got ready for the season, it was, you know, all hands on deck with the town, getting us into that new building, getting it set up right. I've been up there a lot of hours because my boy decided he'd like a little extra spending cash for the summer, so he volunteered on Mondays and Wednesdays to run the concession stand. So he's got to have myself or my wife with him, and so there's a lot of hours in that concession stand already, and it's top notch. So.
Yeah, well, Harold's daughter ran a concession. We ran a concession, so we know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep, absolutely.
Fee, we had a we talk about the Diamonds and the park in a whole, and as a park board, talk a little bit about this big grant we just got, and we're going to redo all the Diamonds down there.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how much was it that they ended up with.
$140,000.
We're going to bring out there. And if you haven't been out there, you need to go out there because it is really nice. I mean, it's starting to come around with the tennis courts and that too, and it's just going to be a beautiful facility out there. And I feel like our Diamonds are top notch. I mean, I think you guys have done a great job. The town's done a great job keeping them up. You know, I feel like if it needs something, we get it done.
Right.
And so far, I think we can't beat it.
This grant money that's coming in, and the improvements are going to start, I believe, later in the summer into the fall.
You're going to redo all the Diamonds.
Yeah.
Supposedly do all of them.
We did a lot of research, and you picked a lot of people's brains to see what we could do to make it better, because our rainouts kill us. If we get too much rain, the Diamonds are done, at least that day and probably the day after, which is really hard when you've got a schedule where you might only have 9, 10, 11 games for a group of kids, and you start losing two or three of those to rain. Yeah. That's a lot of work everybody puts in to have rainouts, so this will really help eliminate those. We played down in on our traveling tournament team, played down in Greenville this weekend, and it was those Diamonds were done by the same company that's going to do the Diamonds here in town. And all that rain that we got Friday night and into Saturday morning, they had equipment on it Saturday at 9 a.m. when we were ready to play.
Ready to go.
Yep. No delay at all in that. So
you kind of foresee, hopefully that'll be us.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's what we're going to be.
Really excited.
I think the people, that's a nice grant. I mean, it's a huge grant for us, but you don't realize how much money goes into it. You would think it's just dirt. I mean, no, just throw some dirt out there, should be fine. It's amazing how much money is involved in that. In getting out there and making sure everything is lasered and it's perfect, you know, and it's just, when you go to Nice Diamonds, it's amazing how nice they are, and you know they've been taken care of.
Yep.
And just like the Greenville, like you said.
Yeah, and we get compliments all the time on the, you know, from the visiting teams on the quality of our park back there, and this is just going to take us to the next level bringing people in and really making it a great ball playing experience.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's take a break. We're going to come right back. It's 8:30. We're going to come right back and talk more with Jonas of the Fry Show and talk about the Fort Recovery Parks and the quality of our youth coming up right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Did old man winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring.
The Fort Recovery Jubilee is coming up soon, and the Jubilee Committee could use some help. If you would like to be a part of this fantastic event, let them know. Among the people they're looking for are people to help with the ever-popular duck races, the lunch stand, and they're also looking for a Jubilee secretary and a treasurer. We all know it takes a lot of people to put on an event like this, and if everybody helps a little, it makes a lot of difference. So if you want to give back a little to the community, contact the Jubilee Committee on their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, and let them know that you can help. Get involved and have a lot of fun, too.
Our Veterans Memorial Plaza helps to honor those brave men and women who have served in the armed forces to help preserve the freedoms we all enjoy. In honor of Memorial Day, Fort Recovery Radio wants to honor all those veterans. Here are just a few of the hundreds of local people who have helped preserve everything the United States stands for. Nicholas W. Kramer, Leo F. Kramer, Luke V. Kramer, Henry Golden, Victor Golden, Fred Golden, Clyde W. Coffenberger, Harry A. Coffenberger, Bernard Parks, Willis H. Jones, Ned T. Jones, Gary L. Jones, Robert F. Jones, Arlie Jones, Ronald E. Jones, Dennis L. Parsons, Richard N. Pax, Melvin F. Heitkamp, Joseph A. Heitkamp, Michael L. Heitkamp, Matthew A. Heitkamp, and Clarence F. McCord. Thank you to these brave men and women who served in our armed forces, some making the ultimate sacrifice. They should never be forgotten.
Down as a consultant, I get like a
$50.
I don't know what it is.
Perfect.
You in or out?
I'm getting her.
No, you're not.
Yep.
Are you?
I'm getting her for the next Brown season.
Let's go.
Can't take it.
Jonas, you got, what you got?
Wabash.
Wabash.
Spencey, what you got in here?
Wabash.
MLB Network, Fox Sports Ohio. Those are the two channels that are on this time of year.
Got to have them.
Absolutely. We're back here, Sports Talk, and Fiat looks like our track team from what I've been reading. having a pretty good night down at Troy. And
awesome.
And
I talked to Greg last night a little bit and said, you know, how did he feel about it, you know, and he was pretty confident that we were going to do pretty good, he thought.
Our relay team broke school record.
So, did they really?
Yeah, so they won their heat, and Robbie swept everything, and we had some that just missed out, but we had some advance, so we're going to go through everything here at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock.
But perfect.
Right now, we're here with Jonas Foote of the FRISO organization, and we've been talking to Jonas about our youth programs, and let's talk a little bit about the kids and how many kids we have involved in the program now, and girls and boys. What's your numbers?
Let's see. Off the top of my head, it was around 321 for T-shirts ordered this year for teams. So I know
that's up.
That sounds pretty
good.
That's up.
I was gonna say, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, we're up 5, 6, 7 kids in each grade level. We're back to fielding 3 little league teams instead of 2 on the boys' good. Side. There's lots of things going on. We could go through them one by one, but start with the boys' side, 4 T-ball teams. We've kind of worked out a different plan, so there's not 13 kids running after a ball and piling on top of each other in the infield. So they're out there for an hour. The kindergartners will play a game in the infield, and the preschoolers will go to the outfield and do fundamentals, and then when that half hour's up, they switch. Preschoolers come in.
Great
kindergartners
idea.
Go out. So you don't have that. Everybody starts to learn their positions pretty young then.
And Jack was in a group text with the brothers, and Jack was saying that he was down watching River play.
Yep.
And they were down 11-0 after half inning. But come back and tied at 11-11 after one. 52 minutes after the first day.
22 runs.
50. You gotta love it. I don't miss them days at all. I sat there and watched my kids play. But,
oh, that's awesome.
But there is, it is amazing to watch the amount of people, the grandparents, the parents that go down there, Jonas, that are involved in watching their kids. And 99% of the people who watch that stuff are all just great. But we do have a few people that get too excited about it.
There's a few.
And when we got kids umpiring, and we have kids umpiring, always take that into consideration.
Yeah, We work really hard to get our umpires because it's hard to do. So we had an umpire meeting and a little training that Dave Tobin came in. He's a certified ump, came in to talk to our young umpires and kind of got them fired up for the season. And, we give them as much support as we possibly can, you know, instruct the coaches that they're not to give them any grief whatsoever. But if they make a bad call and it's a blatantly bad call, just instruct them on, you know, just being the instructor because they're learning too. Nobody's winning a contract to the Reds out here tonight.
No. And the thing about that, you know, I think last night I went down and I watched the third and fourth graders, and I thought the kid did a great job behind the plate. You know, and you can't have a tiny little strike zone, you know, with these little guys because they are throwing themselves, which I think is a great idea. I mean, I think they came up with that a few years ago, that even the third and fourth graders are going to start throwing to themselves instead of having dad throw to them. From what I watched last night, the games were competitive. It was competitive, and I thought the kid did a great job behind the plate. Pretty big strike zone. His kids know it. You know, and at that level.
You can't just have a walk fest all night.
No, you want to hit. So, and I think that's the best thing for them kids, to hit the ball and make somebody make a play. And it's kind of fun to watch that way.
Yeah, it's ball to watch. So.
You got Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays,
and Fridays for Pony League.
Fridays Pony League.
Yep.
And we're also using Fortsight.
Fortsight is getting used as much as it's on a regular rotation for the boys. It's used definitely every Tuesday and Thursday. Girls teams travel in and out because they actually started this year. They didn't feel, you know, in Major League, which is the third and fourth grade girls, didn't feel it was a lot of fun because they usually only field 2 teams, so you're playing the same team every night.
Everywhere.
So they actually put them into the junior mini-mac type atmosphere, so the third and fourth grade girls are actually traveling this year. town to town, and then coming in and playing home games here too. So now we've got a little less diamond use on the girls' side on some nights, but like tonight, everything's full. Everything's packed full. So yeah. Double header going on right now at Diamond One with the Pony League, and then every other diamond's got either.
How many teams do you have in that mini Mac?
I think there's 16,
really?
16 to 20 or something like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
I saw St. Mary's is actually in town tonight, so it's actually beyond the Mac. So
yeah, that's really good.
Yeah,
it's like you said. I mean, when you play each other, you know, night after night after night, it gets pretty boring.
Yeah, the boys have always had like four teams, so you know, you see somebody different, you know, until every fourth night, but or every third night. But the girls, seeing the same teams every night would get a little old. So I hope they're enjoying it. I hope the parents are up for the traveling experience.
It's always kind of fun too, because you go and you see the kids that are really good. You know, there's some kids that are like, whoa, you know, you thought your kid isn't too bad, and then you see somebody else and you think, whoa, that kid's pretty good.
It can't do anything but raise everybody's awareness level and raise the competition level.
And it's perfect for them. I think it's great. And basically on at your levels, and I love the idea that the young kids, you got half of them doing fundamentals out there in the outfield while the other ones are playing, and then switch it over. You know, we talked about that a long time ago, doing that, you know, because it was like you said, it was a free for all. You know, the ball would roll out and 10 guys would take off after it, you know.
Yep. And then you got to pull them apart.
You got to peel them apart.
Get them dirt over
and put them back where they're supposed to be, you know. But that's a great deal. I think, you know, the best thing you can do is just keep pounding fundamentals into them kids and make them better.
And this year, our volunteer coaches from T-ball all the way up through Pony League, if you'd see this roster of coaches, you would say, wow, because we've got some great baseball parents, softball parents that are involved all the way through. There's no ego issues, nothing like that. I mean, it's just fantastic, the group of coaches. I mean, we've even got, I talked Ross Holman into being a Pony League coach this year. And so he started the season. He was going to be a Pony League coach. And then he's like, well, wait a minute. You know, Troy's in Little League. You mind if I coach over there?
Yeah.
So Ross and Ted Romer took a Little League team.
Good.
Most fantastic combination you could ever find. Because, you know, Tony Greasy and I work together because, you know, I'll be the first to admit that my kid knows way more about baseball than I do, but I've got the organizational side of it. Tony knows baseball through and through, so we've always made a great pair.
Yeah.
And now I see Ted and Ross.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's just fantastic.
No, that's right. You're exactly right. And you know, like, we see a guy like Ross getting involved, and you see them young kids, and you know guys like Will, and then the kids that...
You gotta love
them. They'll be down there, and then and when you talk about a group of guys, like, well, Kane Wendell's a perfect example.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to see his sister play and his little brother, and he's always going to be around there. And when you see a group of kids like that, and they get involved, and the little kids see these guys, and they look up to them, and all it does is make things better.
It makes it better. Yep. I'll tell you what, as a varsity coach, it's amazing in the last probably 4 years of how much better the skills are, which I think you guys got to take credit for that down there at the lower levels. The kids are coming in now. I mean, Jerry and I first got there, we would do drills that our kids couldn't hardly do.
Yeah, you would think this is something they should have already had mastered.
And now the kids are coming through and they do it without even thinking about it. And then they can almost run the practice themselves. They know what they got to do. And they don't mess around. They get in there, they work hard. And to me, that is a lot because of you guys. I mean, you've taught them down there how to, this is the way we got to do things. And man, they feed up to our level, and it's fun. It's just fun to coach kids that are that good.
Yeah, and that speaks a lot to the coaches that they've had. I mean, there's some really good ones that they've come through Pony League and stuff in the last few years. And
sure have.
And that's our biggest opportunity, is to try to keep finding those coaches year after year, so we don't go the other way. You know, don't get somebody that puts themselves above their team or their ego before their team or anything like that. That is actually working, you know, for the future, not for the win today, but the win tomorrow, and
absolutely,
the win next season.
Yeah, that's right. And you people out there listening, and there's a lot, you know, we get a lot of listeners, and if you aren't doing nothing and you just want to go down and have an enjoyable evening, go down to the park on a night like tonight, even right now, and get out of your car and walk the big P path and listen to the kids and the excitement.
It's unbelievable.
It's just life, man.
It is awesome.
And it's just when you it's just you can't describe it because it's just a great place to be in the evenings is that park. And with the improvements that we are making down there and that the Fort Recovery town is making and you know, we got our tennis courts and basketball courts going up. We're going to have our community building down there. And
there's going to be more people.
It is.
There should be more people down there enjoying it because it is. It's like you said, it's awesome.
And then when you get swimming starting up here in the Eels and it's just
we're gonna have to find another parking lot.
That is right. That's exactly right.
That's a good concern. Though. That's a good thing to
we'll
have.
Get them parked. We got to bring them in by helicopter.
Yeah, we'll find somewhere for them.
They are adding a parking with the courts and the new community building. So there'll be more there, but
not much, but
a little.
Yeah, that's right.
A little bit.
That's right. We're here with Jonas Foote from the Fort Recovery Franchise organization and Jonas, when you you're competitive and you got a boy that's very competitive and has a chance to be a really nice baseball player. And when me and Fee did the All-Star game last year, I think it was the league championship, whatever it was.
Yeah, we did the minor and major league championships.
We talked at length about how competitive them kids are and their skill level. And Fee talked about how he sees it in our JV teams. And I mean, we see it down there. These kids, you know, they all got the eye black on. They got their sweatbands. I just love going down there. And Jonas, you know, your son's a big key in that. And it's a lot of fun for you as a dad to see your son being involved. Because what a great thing for your kid to be involved.
Oh, it's a ball. And even if you're not the best baseball player, getting involved in a sport and learning what it means to be part of a team is you need that experience at some point as you're growing up because you've got to be able to function like that as an adult. If you're always going to be in it for yourself, you're going to have a real rough time in life. So
exactly right.
I would rather go down there and watch a kid with a ball glove on his head picking dandelions out of the outfield and peeing out in left field and stuff like that. I mean, you just love it. I freaking love it. And it's just the park and the whole program is just, we're damn proud of it in Fort Recovery. And
you know, I think about, and this is my age too, but I think about when I first started helping, I helped Jack out and I helped like Brethy and I mean, it's a long time ago, but I remember we played behind the old West School in that little parking lot. I mean, that was one of our diamonds. We had to use that.
Exactly right.
And you go now and look what the kids have got to play on. Man, that is some kind of nice field to play on.
Think about it. We played at the West School. That
West School, that
piece
little
of crap.
Yeah, crap.
And I knocked them off the walls a lot out there.
School,
I mean, I was a good hitter. I mean, I don't like to brag. Yeah, I'm not a bragger.
Okay.
Not a bragger.
Sound like you just did.
What?
Nothing.
Fine. Let's take a break.
Break that.
We're going back one more segment with Jonas, and then we're going to talk Indian track. We're going to talk Indian baseball, and we're going to talk about a lot of things going on in Fort Recovery and our summer schedule here at Fort Recovery. And Wayne Street Market is our sponsor. God love them.
Great
meat and cheese tray, and they load us up every week. And make sure you check out Wayne Street Market. We'll be right back. Bubba and Fee.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. They're now open Tuesday through Sunday. Be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their wing and pizza buffet, and don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Four is welcome. Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
It's that time of year again. The Trinity Lutheran Church is having their annual ice cream social on Sunday, June 10th from 3:30 to 7:30. In addition to their homemade ice cream, pineapple, maple nuts, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, they'll have hot dogs, coney dogs, sloppy joes, and cream turkey, plus cookies, pie, brownies, or angel food cake, all for a free will donation. Stop in and visit with friends while you enjoy the great food and ice cream, or you can pick it up and take it home. And don't forget to take home an extra half gallon or two of that delicious homemade ice cream. Don't miss it. The Trinity Lutheran Church's Ice Cream Social from 3:30 to 7:30 on Sunday, June 10th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49, the church with the beautiful carillon bells. Our Veterans Memorial Plaza helps to honor those brave men and women who have served in the armed forces to help preserve the freedoms we all enjoy today. In honor of Memorial Day, Fort Recovery Radio wants to help honor all those veterans. Here are just a few of the hundreds of local people who have helped preserve everything the United States stands for. James A. Gibbons, Roy A. Van Kirk, Ralph Van Kirk, James Van Kirk, Everett Gilbert Jr., Ralph L. Reisner, Eugene T. Reisner, John W. Reisner, Alvin Reisner, Linus L. Reisner, Anthony D. Reisner, Robert L. Montgomery, Michael K. Montgomery, Melvin Gillespie, James P. Sutter, Jerry C. Sutter, Mark Sutter, Herbert W. Sutter, Amy S. Sutter, Edwin F. Sutter, and Frank Kenyon. Thank you to those brave men and women who served in our armed forces, some making the ultimate sacrifice. They should never be forgotten.
Chuck actually said you play the beginning.
Are you nuts, Chuck? Are you an idiot?
That's far.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I got something to say.
Chuck, you know the drummer had one arm. Death Leopard
played with his feet.
Yeah,
no, one
six
arm.
Pedals.
Six pedals.
Six
one arm, six pedals. He's awesome.
Guy can
drum. Oh, that's good stuff.
Cool Death Leopard.
Let's play this a little bit. Right now, Greg McClure's out dancing in the
streets. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Neil, you like this?
It's alright. I like it. I don't hate it.
Jonas, you a Def Leppard fan?
Yeah. Big Def Leppard fan.
Absolutely. We're back here, Sports Talk, presented by Wayne Street Market. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, co-host of Bub and Feet.
Bobby!
Myself, Bob Stong, with Chuck on the board tonight.
Cole Wendell.
In the house.
Huh?
Going by the house.
Is he?
Right now.
He's coming in.
He's coming in here. Hi, Cole Wendell.
Cole Wendell's in the house.
What are you doing? You didn't come here without getting on the air.
Let's go.
Talk her up.
Huh?
How you doing, bud? Get in here. You're pretty cool, ain't you?
Not too bad.
Huh?
How about that?
I'm late. Cole, let me ask you a question, okay?
Grab that headset if you want to.
Grab that headset. How long you been out of school, brother?
Since the end of April.
The end of April. And how long has it been since you've been in Little League?
It's been a while.
And you've watched your little brothers come through the program.
Yep.
Can you believe how much better they have it than even you did?
It's pretty crazy watching it, yeah.
It is. And your pappy was a big part of this.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. And when you look back, and I know that, you know, you're 21, 22, whatever you are. And how old are you?
21.
21. And you'll look back and you'll see, and your kids are old enough, and you'll be able to look back and you'll be able to say, you know, well, we was a big part of this.
We were
and our family was a big part of this. And,
you bet.
And, you know, you'd be proud of that. And you and your grade probably was the grade that took our baseball program to the next level.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
You know, when you think about it. And
Who were some of the guys that were in there with you? No, Mitch was.
Had Mitch, Ben Will,
Benny,
Derek Bax, Nate Lochtfeld.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, Ray Seifring played up till his junior year. He was always a big baseball guy.
Yeah.
And I mean, always had the Shane boys playing way back when, and had quite a few kids.
So let me ask you this, okay? So your brother, Cade, broke a whole bunch of records at Fort Recovery and has gone on to play baseball at the next level. Saturday after the game, do you get a chance to do a little one-on-one talk with him?
Not a whole lot. So I had some other stops afterwards. So they stopped the track meet, but...
Yeah. That was a tough one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, especially with a team like Coldwater, but...
Well, Fee talked about when you play a team like that, you got to play... You can't beat them playing a 70% game. You just can't do it.
Mm-mm.
And we just didn't play well.
No, especially whenever a team's coached by Harlan Mert, and they're ready for us.
They were. He had kids backing in and out, and I mean, he was playing head games with Nick, and you know, that's a good thing to do. I mean, you got to try any way you possibly can to disrupt the other team, and we did a little bit, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
you see the younger kids, and you got, you know, Kobe's coming up, and you see some of these younger kids, and I look at Cody Schinnenberry, who had a tough game that district final.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But you look where he was, and where he is, and where he can get to.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Some of the games that kid played.
Sky's the limit.
And I know he was bumming after that game, and I felt bad for him. But it was a team effort.
Yeah, and I went to him after the game, and I told him, you know, I said, you know, Cody, don't base your season on this game.
Right.
You didn't have the best game, you know, big deal. You had a great year. You know, you got thrown into the fire the first game. You know, all of a sudden, I mean, you got it in your head. I might play the outfield. You know, he got an outfielder's glove just in case, and he back up out there. I mean, this is the kind of kid he is. He wanted to play. Yes, I want to play. And, you know, right out of the chute, Garrett breaks his butt, and he's done for the year.
Yeah.
You know, and now guess what? You got to be our catcher, and you got to catch a kid that throws 94 mile an hour.
And with a wicked curveball.
Yeah, and a kid that throws wicked curveballs at 85 mile an hour.
Right.
You know, and by the way, don't let any balls get by, okay? No pressure. You know, that's – and he did a fantastic job for the year.
He
really did.
And just like the whole team, I mean – 21-5 and MAC champions and you know, we didn't get to where we wanted to get.
No, we had a goal.
But we did cross a lot of T's and dotted a lot of I's this season.
We sure did. We did.
You know.
And it's your class was a great example of that. Team leadership. When you got great senior leaders, it's just so much fun in that dugout. And it's, you know, and guys are throwing ideas. You know, Evan Post was fantastic in there. He was like another coach. I mean, he would say, what do you think about this? You know, I never thought about that. That's a great idea. You know, I'll tell Jerry. You know,
right.
And it's amazing how that's the kind of stuff that happened in that dugout. You know,
right.
When you have great senior leadership, like Cole had. I mean, we just had, your year was a fun, fantastic year, too, because you guys took care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like nobody was going to screw off because the seniors ain't going to let that happen. You know, we're going to play our best. We're going to work hard, and we got goals. And you guys reached about all of them.
Now let's get to the important stuff. How's the softball team?
Not too bad.
How bad?
I mean, what's your record?
Well, say our league team's off to a rough start.
Well, wait a minute. You just said it wasn't too bad.
Lowell, starting off winless. First three, four.
We ain't won a game yet?
Not out Friday nights, nope.
Come on. What are you batting, lead off?
One and two hole.
Have you hit one out yet?
We had a tournament at Osgood last week, and I did.
You got one out.
Yeah.
How was your home run trot? Pretty good?
That was
fast.
First one I've had, so.
Got to slow her down a little bit. You got to enjoy them softball.
Got to practice it a bit.
Was you grinning the whole way around the bases?
He grins all the time.
Oh, I bet he was. Arms flying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you hit the next time up?
No.
Did you take a big header?
Hey, ended up being a triple, I think, next time up, but.
Did you?
Yeah.
Off the top of the fence.
Hit for the cycle.
Did you hit for the cycle that game?
No.
Should've. What'd you miss?
Double and single.
think how many you had to cycle about every other week.
About every other week. Average one.
Left-hand hitter. Something
short
like that.
Porch.
Yeah. So you left-hand?
Got a chance to play Hastings next weekend and out at Chickasaw, but
is that right?
This weekend, yeah.
Are you in the Jubilee tournament?
Yep.
All right. How many teams do you got for that?
I'm not sure. I haven't talked to Toby about that.
I bet they got eight. They always get eight teams.
I think they...
They get the league teams normally.
Yeah, they depending on the year and how they want to do it, sometimes they get 10, sometimes they get 12, sometimes it's 13.
They usually have a full field, man. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a good tournament.
Absolutely. Anything you want to add to the baseball season, partner?
I mean, it was obviously fun to watch, especially one in MAC, first time, but...
I agree. We had a great season and didn't end the way we wanted to, but by golly, we had more fun than we did anything else.
I'll tell you what, Saturday afternoon, your pappy and your brother, we kind of all went around and I hugged all the seniors, and I do that every year, and he kind of followed me around, and he got to, that one got me a little bit.
You got this boy?
Yeah, them two. They both got a little teary-eyed, and old Coach Fee about dropped.
In the back.
I was like, whoa, that's a good one.
I did, too. I was at the end of the game. I walked out of the presser box, and first guy I see is Tweetsy. Pappy Tweets.
Yeah, Terry.
And he comes up, and he says, I can't thank you enough. And,
oh, just
and his lip was quivering.
And then
next thing I know, I'm trying to talk to him, and I'm like, God.
Such a great guy. And you talk about a class act kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jerry goes through his speech. We all, the coaches, say stuff, you know, and we're about done. And Nick says, can I say something? And he said, I just want to thank everybody for accepting me coming over here. And I made the best decision I could make.
Yeah.
This is a great town, a great community. You know, and it just made me feel fabulous.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Just fabulous. You know, it made it, this kid loves Fort Recovery. He bleeds purple now. You know,
right.
And it's just awesome. And it is awesome.
He actually came to one of our we had a problem with, we had a pitcher get injured real early in our season, you know, just a few weeks ago, and I was like, did you guys stretch ahead of time? Well, you know, they just don't treat it the way they should.
Yeah.
And so I'd run into Terry at the high school game, said, hey, would Nick be interested in coming out to show him what his pregame ritual is? And yeah, no problem. So he gave me Nick's number, and Nick was there the next day. I mean,
he's awesome.
And he showed him his whole pregame routine. Was just so cool with the kids.
I mean, and
they really, they take that a lot better than they do from just dad telling them that they need to stretch.
Absolutely they do. Yeah, I agree. Well, big guy, thanks for stopping in. Good luck the rest of the year. We're playing softball, and I'm sure we'll see you around all summer.
You bet you, bud.
Good. Thanks
all
for
right.
having me.
See you, buddy.
Tickle.
Cole Wendell, just a neat bird, I'll tell you that.
Good dude.
Probably the fourth best athlete in the family. I mean, really, when you think about it.
Oh, my God.
First is Jody.
Well, no, mom and dad are out. But, I mean, the youngest one's going to be the best.
Yeah.
She probably will.
And then Kobe kicking footballs.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Then Cade,
yeah.
Well, playing college baseball.
Yeah.
And then you. Basically, you are the disappointment of the family.
Beer league softball champion.
Hey. It's a home run at Chickasaw. I could hit one out at Chickasaw. Crying out.
You'd have to be standing 20 feet from the fence.
I'll punch you.
Thanks, Cade.
Diggle. A pretty good old family right there.
That's a great family.
So we're back here with Jonas, and we're going to wrap up our segment. Jonas, first of all, I want to thank you for coming in.
Absolutely.
Busier in here.
There's a concession stand with empty slushy machines right now. I keep getting texts.
Uh-oh. So you better get going. First of all, if anybody wants to get involved in Fry's or wants to know any more about it, they can always give you a call and talk.
Give us a call. You can get a hold of us. We've got a very active Facebook page to keep everybody up to date on what we've been doing. One thing I didn't get to talk about was we did a pitch hit run and a junior home run derby a few weeks ago. It was the first Saturday after the season started. And last year, Gavin Evers went all the way to the team championship at Great American Ballpark and won.
Really?
And won there and missed going to the All-Star game by just a few points.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. And
who is this? I'm sorry?
Gavin Evers. This would be Brad and Michelle's boy.
Yeah.
He's just finishing fifth grade tomorrow.
Yep.
I just got a text and a picture that his sister went into the Eaton sectional this last Sunday and and won that one, and she gets to go to Great American Ballpark.
Try her again.
Yep, to try it again.
That is awesome. That's great.
Absolutely.
That's neat stuff.
Well, and that would never be possible without Friso.
I agree.
Wouldn't, because they would never do anything like that.
Yeah, it just, it takes people. And,
it sure does.
We're blessed to have a community like we do, where if you need help, people will be there to pitch in.
That's right.
You know, and we never asked you too, but like, how's it been as far as finding guys to take over spots? It seems like we're seeing different people once in a while, so that's a good thing. Usually, you know, a lot of times you have those where they make you stay in there for 10 years, and it's like, I want out, you know?
Yeah, and you need to have that turnover.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
the only way
you get more ideas, you get new blood in there, it's a great thing.
And
that's why, if you're out there and you have young kids that you know they're coming through that program, don't be afraid to jump in there. Jump in there and say, I'll be on the board, I'll help out, you know, because you're going to be there anyhow. I mean, you're going to be there watching your kid anyhow. Why not jump in there and try to make it the best for your kid possible?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things, you know, just like I was talking about with the Ted Romer, Ross Holman combination with that coaching, because, you know, Ted didn't feel comfortable with the baseball knowledge. Ross has the baseball knowledge, but didn't have the organizational time. You pair those two up, you've got a great, phenomenal team.
That's a fantastic coach.
That's right.
There you go.
Jonas, thanks for coming in, buddy.
We appreciate it.
We got to get the slushies. We're out of slushies.
Yeah, we got 911 slushies.
Yeah, if you get any extra, bring them down. Well,
there's a 12-year-old with a line of girls wanting slushies.
Uh-oh. Ooh,
you better get
that. Yeah, that's right. Jonas Foote from Friso, thanks for stopping up here, buddy.
Thanks.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back right back and talk Fort Recovery Indian Track.
Track time.
Right after this, Bubba and Fee.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's wing night featuring 60-cent wings and boneless wings and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in the industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Mark your calendars for this year's Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, held June 13th through the 17th. This year's Jubilee features a variety of entertainment for the whole family, including a kickoff event on the Brick Street on Wednesday evening. It also includes live duck races and live bands each night. Other events include Cooper's Kitties Day, go-kart races, games, rides, chicken dinners, and the famous Fireman's Parade. For a full list of events, check us out on Facebook. Don't forget the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, June 13th through the 17th at Ambassador Park in historic Fort Recovery.
Veterans Memorial Plaza helps to honor those brave men and women who have served in the armed forces to help preserve the freedoms we all enjoy today. In honor of Memorial Day, Fort Recovery Radio wants to help honor all those veterans. Here are just a few of the hundreds of local people who have helped preserve everything the United States stands for. Paul Journay, Bernard J. Wertner, Johnny Bozarth, Joseph L. Schmidt, Edward F. Schmidt, Lynn Sutter Whitmer, Roy Jennings, Joseph S. Jennings, Bert Hibbard, Charles Middall, Myron Johns, Kenneth R. Strait, John S. Brown, Virgil Brown, John H. Roop, Mordecai McDonald, Jesse McDonald, Bobby Master, Laverne Brueggemann, Harold Schroyer, Dale L. Schroyer, Bradley Brewer, and Lonnie Stout. Thank you to those brave men and women who served in our armed forces, some making the ultimate sacrifice. They should never be forgotten.
Sophie, I have in my hand.
Give me the results, Bobby.
Of the regional preliminaries.
How'd we do?
Greg Lefevre, you're awesome. He's the man.
Greg, and where's our next? Is it Friday night or Saturday?
Troy.
Friday night.
I am going to give you the results.
All right, and here Fort Recovery Radio will be there.
I heard Friday night. Fort Recovery Radio will be there. But here we go. Starting off with Jared Timmerman. He makes it to the finals of the regional long jump.
Yes.
He made it.
That is awesome.
Jared.
Fort Recovery senior Kaya Wendell finishes seventh in her preliminary of the girls' 100-meter dash. Unfortunately, her season comes to an end. Give her tons of credit for coming back from injury in her junior year.
Yep.
Fort Recovery track will miss you, Kaya Wendell. God love champ. Kaya Wendell.
Champ.
Robbie Lefevre wins his preliminary heat in the 100-meter dash at Troy Regionals. Will race Friday at 6:12.
Yes.
For a chance to advance to state? For the second time. In the final event tonight at the regional track meet, Jared Timmerman comes in eighth in the long jump, and he will not advance.
Nope.
But we'll be running two relays later tonight. So that's Jared. Good job, Jared.
Yep.
Fort Recovery Boys 4x200 team of Riley Pearson, Jared Timmerman, Butch Shane, and Robbie Lefevre
fast
win their preliminary
tonight.
They will be back Friday at 6:25 for a chance to go to state.
Yes, there,
book
baby.
Them boys going to state.
I'd say let's book a book.
Oh, yeah.
Fort Recovery Boys 4x100 team. Riley Pearson, Butch Shane, Jacob 2-8. Robbie Lefevre win their preliminary heat at Troy Regional.
Yes, sir.
We'll come back Friday at 7 o'clock for a chance to move on to state. Nice job.
So we got, is that three or that's four?
That's three moving on so far.
Three moving on.
Fort Recovery, Cassidy Martin finishes second in her preliminary heat for the girls' 400-meter dash. She will run on Friday at 7:05 for her chance to go to state for the second time in that event. Congratulations, Cassidy Martin.
That girl, Cass.
Fort Recovery freshman Owen Mormon finishes eighth in his preliminary heat of the boys' 400-meter dash at Troy.
Yep.
Does not move on to individual, but will come back to run in a 4x400 relay later tonight. Great job and good luck to Owen Mormon. And he's going to be a hell of a running back for the Fort Recovery.
Yes, he is.
Drew Mollenkamp will run Friday in the finals of the 800 meter.
Attaboy, Drew.
Good job, Drew. He will run in the 4x4 yet tonight. Fort Recovery's Robbie Lefevre wins his 200-meter dash at Troy Regionals.
Yes.
He will race Friday at 7:40 for a chance to advance the state for the third time in three chances.
Really?
Robbie won as a freshman, won as a sophomore.
He's awesome.
Robbie Lefevre breaks the Fort Recovery school record in the 200-meter prelims at Troy tonight with a time of 21.96 seconds. The old record, 22.21.
Ooh.
Not only did he beat it, he killed it.
Flying.
That's what that is Robbie Lefevre. Fort Recovery boys 4x400 team of Owen Mormon, Jared Timmerman. I don't know who Jacoba 828
Jacob
is.
Jacob Atchison.
Jacob
Atchison. And Drew Mollenkamp win their preliminary heat tonight.
Yeah.
At Troy. And they will come back Friday at 8:25 for a chance to move on to state.
We're kicking booty.
We're actually taking names, too.
Yes, we are.
And finally, the Fort Recovery 4x400 relay just broke their own school record by 2 seconds.
Wow.
3 minutes, 32 seconds, and 32.05 seconds. They will be back Friday to run again. And that is your regional results. Greg Lefevre, you're awesome.
Greg is awesome.
Greg does a lot for that, just doing what he does. Jacob Atchison is the name I missed. Thank you.
Jacob.
So Greg is listening.
Yep.
So congratulations to all of them. And Fort Recovery Radio, Spence, he will be there Friday. And I would bet Greg Lefevre is going to be on the...
Yes, he will be. And I believe Wes Wenning will also be with
us. Wes Wenning and Greg Lefevre.
Maybe Caleb Martin, maybe?
Caleb has things going on. He might
be there.
He said he might be able to make it if... He might be able to get out of his commitments if Cassie made it. So,
he'll be there. That's perfect.
He'll be there if he can.
He'll
I know that for sure.
Sister. He'll be there. $100.
He's got some football stuff he might have to do.
Now,
so.
Football second.
Yep, I'm with you.
But congratulations to all them guys.
And assuming any of them make it to state, we will be there for the preliminaries on Friday and finals on Saturday next week.
And Greg Lefevre is not going
to
make it.
He's not going to be able to be there.
This could be divorce. He did get a hold of his lawyer.
Oh, man.
He's not happy.
I heard an inside report that his lawyer has been contacted about this. And, I don't want his wife to worry too much, but he is a little upset.
With he ain't happy.
Yeah, family wedding. He has to be in Baltimore, I believe.
Ooh.
It's hundreds of miles away.
I know Columbus that. Wedding. Then you just run up, watch him win, and then go back to the wedding.
Let me ask you this. When is the track meet?
Friday, most of it's Friday morning, then Saturday morning.
Okay.
Stuff all day, but
we'll get him a jet.
Yep.
We'll fly him out of Montezuma immediately after.
Yep.
If the wedding is postponed till like 4.
Yep.
You can fly to Baltimore in a good 2 hours, can't you, Spencey?
Yeah, we'd have to get him out of Columbus.
Jerry Kramer's ready.
No. We got... 5 o'clock, Charlie. We'll load him right in Troy.
Jack Kramer's right.
Oh, no, he's not. He's going to be at Troy. It's Columbus we're worried about for the states.
We'll get him out of there. We'll get him.
We don't need to get him out of Montezuma. We need to get him out of Columbus.
Well, Ohio State's got their own airport. Yeah. We will get him there.
Yeah, we got to get him there.
Greg Lefevre, talk to your wife tonight.
Yep.
Tell her we're going to fly you out from Ohio State Regional Airport.
Maybe we can get to pull a few
stuff. We'll have you there by the I-dos. No problem.
Yep.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yep. That's right. That's exactly right. So congratulations to all track kids.
Yep. And great job.
And absolutely, we're proud of them little guys.
Absolutely.
And
that's a big group, too.
It is. I mean,
that's a lot of them.
And they're all young.
I know. Yes.
Tremendous. Right.
From somebody was telling me that when Robbie was in junior high, he broke all the records.
Yeah.
Then
the Mormon kid came.
Riley Pearson came along the next year and beat all of those.
And then
Owen Norman came along the next year and beat all of those. Oh, man, it's awesome.
It is.
You gotta love it.
It is awesome. So, I got another thing here.
What do you got?
Wedding don't start till 4:30.
Oh, we're good.
Yeah. We're good.
We are
plenty of time.
Shuttle to him. We'll get him there.
We got to get him there.
Yep.
Chopper.
Helicopter from Jesse Owens.
Yep.
It'll be like in the Dayton or Indy 500 when somebody runs the 500. You got to get down to Charlotte for the next.
Be there in 2 hours, boys.
We'll have a camera on him.
Yep.
Here, we'll have him falling.
The day in the life of Greg Lefevre.
This is big.
We're going to follow him all over. Track?
Yeah.
Over to the wedding.
This is big.
That's perfect.
Fee, we, and Spencey, nice digs here at the old.
Great dig.
Who is it? Bill Kanapke owns this?
Yeah.
Bill's got a nice pad here.
Good pad, Bill. Yep.
Well, most of what happened in here is...
the air conditioner work?
Well, the thermostat is in the other part of the building.
Somebody likes it hot.
Bob, let's just say it's 4 degrees cooler than it was this afternoon when I was moving stuff.
Was you sweating your butt off?
A little bit.
A little sweat going.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But most of this is what Amy Wendell, they put in walls and put in exam rooms and stuff like that. And so we'll be using it basically as is for a while, and then after we're here a while, we may move
figure
some walls
out.
To do some different stuff. But
are you allowed to take walls out?
Yeah. Yep.
You own it or you rent it?
No, we're renting it.
You can't take a wall out if you don't own it.
Well, Amy Wendell did, and Bill said we could.
As long as
we're willing to stay here long enough to help him pay for it.
countertops?
Yeah, the reception counter.
Yeah. I kind of like the old armrest.
You got the best seat now.
That's a great seat.
So, got the window.
So, everything's good. What would you want to put in here?
What do you mean?
If we take
the ice cream machine,
we take the counter out. What do we put? What
soft serve ice cream.
Donut machine. Donut fryer.
Spency. Is there a chance or not?
Come on.
There is a kitchen back there.
Hey, donut time.
I'm fired up right now.
This is big.
I am exactly.
We don't get to use the kitchen for a few months, but.
Dude, once we get her.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
So, oh, for the love of God.
Uh-oh, what's up?
What am
I? Greg.
Now what?
What's he thinking?
He's touring the White House on Friday.
Touring the White House?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be a tough one.
Turn down.
You about got to tour the White House.
I got to go see the White House.
Hey, the White House will be there next week.
It is true.
He can go on Monday after the wedding or Sunday.
Yeah, but you just can't do that. I think once Greg, Jimmy says, I'll run you in.
He's Greg Lefevre.
He is Greg Lefevre.
Yeah, what the hell? He get in there.
Greg Lefevre.
Yeah. It's big.
That is big.
And then you could get the, he could, well, wouldn't be Air Force One without Trump on it, but he could get Air Force One to come bring
Trump
him back
up.
How
about this email I got today, or I actually got, see, and you guys, I sent Hal McCoy a letter. I sent him a little thing.
Big Hal,
I'd love to have you on.
Come on, talk to us, Hal.
So what's Hal do? He sends me, who's that Big Hal?
Hal says, love.
Hal says, here's what I got for you, brother, Bobby. How many of you guys have been emailed by Hal McCoy?
Hal's big. He's Hall of Famer.
Huh?
He's Hall of Famer.
Neil, have you?
No, I have not.
Bob, I was looking for something in my email trash and found your message. I don't know how it got there. I'm sorry. Anyhow, I would be honored to be on your show any Wednesday night. The Reds are out of town.
There we go.
Just give me a call. Gives me a cell phone number. Fort Recovery was still my best book signing stop ever.
Yes.
Thank you, Hal McCoy.
There's a bunch of people there.
I love
it. He sold a lot of books.
Hal McCoy is our regular on.
He's a regular. He's calling.
He loves Bub and Fee.
So you got
I love it.
You got Hal McCoy. You got Jerry Snodgrass.
Oh,
you got everybody in your pocket.
Yeah, Snod's going to call in, but he can't do it tonight. Actually, I forgot to email him.
Ooh. Dang.
Well, we can talk to him.
We'll get him
next week.
We'll get him on there.
Or fall or whatever it might be.
The thing is, you think he knows that we're barred from the league?
That would be classic. And by the way, did you know that?
Yeah.
Whoops.
The commissioner of the Ohio High School Athletic Department is on Fort Recovery Radio. Although the radio.
The greatest radio station I've ever been on.
Right now, there's.
Oh, he's probably
people
right.
are calling Snodgrass saying you can't be on that show.
Yeah.
Why not? It's not a league thing. He's allowed to be on.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. He'll be on.
He probably won't say anything bad about anybody in the league, so he'll be okay.
No, he'll be good. Snods will be awesome.
Yep.
It'll be fun to have him on there and pick his brain a little bit.
And
talk a little bit. One thing I did tell him, and I said, one thing that you have to do as the Ohio High School Athletic Commissioner, you cannot stop giving out the state championship awards because he's great at it.
Fantastic at it.
He really is good.
Yeah,
he always goes over and finds something out, and it's awesome.
Yeah, and he's...
Hey, we're going back to 10 mans in the bowling alley tonight.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's exactly right. We're fired up.
Everybody in the stands was looking at each other like,
How does he know that stuff?
Yeah, well,
because he cares. That's exactly right.
Took pride in it. He did it right. Cavs, big game tonight.
Ew, we got to get a win.
It started. Let me see the score.
Have any of those four games even been close? Boston blew Cavs out. And I think the closest ones
had a big
15
upset
or 20
last
points.
Night. That's a big win for them.
Yeah.
Reds getting beat 4-1.
Reds.
Yeah, but it's early.
Harvey was tremendous last night.
Harvey was tremendous. Trade him ASAP.
Trade him?
Trade him.
Why?
He's 4 years.
Where's Jeanette homered?
Again?
Yeah.
He's on fire. He's all-star bound.
Are we off the air?
I don't know.
Well, no. We're still.
We ain't supposed to be.
My lines are bouncing, so.
Oh, Greg McClure says somebody disconnected the feed. I don't know.
I don't know. Might be something in his end. Let me just try it on my phone and see what happens here.
I don't know.
Because my thing says we're still transmitting, but.
Transmitting.
But it doesn't mean they're picking it up.
I want to ride my bicycle. Gosh darn it, that was a tough loss, wasn't it?
Was. Awful. Doggone it. We had,
High hopes.
We did.
We had high hopes.
You know, it's funny that, and you know, we say goodbye to them seniors, and let's talk a little bit about Nick Twaits and his future.
So there's something in his phone.
Yeah,
his,
Greg LaFleur said we're on.
Yep.
So his future is, and I talked to his dad a little bit, is he's going to San Diego next week.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's working out for the Padres.
Going to work out for them.
That is awesome.
And, manager, maybe?
And I think he has another one scheduled for the for the Nationals or somebody. And
you know, like, we have no idea.
No.
What that means, what, you know, but it's pretty cool.
It is.
I tell you what, it's awful. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Well, they don't invite just anybody. No,
you got to be pretty good. But and I don't know if that means you're a 10-rounder. Or you're a 20-rounder.
I agree with you.
Or you might be a second-rounder. Who the heck knows? You know, but
that sounds like some pretty important people spending some of their valuable time in the middle of the baseball season.
And so. You know, you're getting that many scouts coming and watching you. You got to be doing something right.
Yeah.
Craig LaFierce, how disconnected us at the book signing went off the air. Remember that? Yeah. What a memory P-Dog's got.
That is good.
P, I'm proud of you, my brother.
He does got it. He's great.
He did. We did go off the air for a little bit.
That is right.
Yep.
How kicked her.
Yeah. We got everybody at the station checking every wire. He can't turn us off from over there now, can he?
No.
With his foot? Right.
Nope.
That's why they put you over there. Farthest away from
anything. Keep me away from all the electrical equipment.
Absolutely. I see Reese Bob really struggling here. Was that Huntington Park last night, Reds game tonight. So he's really struggling.
He's all right right now.
Poor feller.
Oh, I think he's back. Isn't he taking him somewhere? I think he's taking him somewhere for graduation, maybe.
What was that?
Maybe.
You're right.
I can't remember where it was.
He might be going Giant Stadium.
I left my heart. So we got Reese Bob going to Muskegon.
Yep.
We have Cade going to Lake Erie.
Yep.
We have Benny going to Wright State.
Yep.
We have
Nick
going to Kent State. Who knows?
Or maybe. Anywhere.
And with that, we lost some good players.
Wow. Great players.
Yeah, we did.
Great pitching staff.
Yeah.
Probably the solidest pitching staffs I've ever seen.
That's right. And we played a schedule.
Nasty schedule.
Yeah.
And won 21 games.
That's right.
It's pretty impressive.
It is. And
pretty good team.
Yep. So, Fee, when have you and Jerry talked about like next year and the team? And have you guys both sat down and
yet. We will, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Usually they'll come to me and what do you think?
Yeah. What about a sports banquet? They had the banquet yet?
No, I think the parents actually, you have your own sports banquet now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You mean for baseball and
everybody? The parents get their own time. You can do it whenever you want. And
It's not school.
I don't think. I don't know if it is or not.
Really?
Yeah.
So we could, like, have steaks.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like it.
We could have Wendell barbecue.
There you go.
Spam. We could have spam.
Spam.
Hey, I like spam if you can get it crispy.
Spam.
So I'm serious.
So you have to burn it?
If you can get the outside with a crunch, you can eat spam. With cheese and ketchup.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can. My dad did it.
You might be able to
do
it.
My mom made it.
I'm not able to do that.
We're going to have spam and donuts here.
No, I'll take the donuts. You eat the spam.
I guarantee you, if you ate spam,
barf right on the table.
No, if I didn't,
it would look just like the spam.
Yeah. And I don't eat nothing, but I can eat spam.
Ugh.
Can't eat liver.
Nope.
No, that
liver. I'm
well.
Can't eat mustard. Mustard makes me
love mustard. There's ground up pickles. Liver in the.
I'm out on pickles.
There's mustard. Ground up liver in the spam.
No.
How about at the bowling alley? Didn't you always eat pretzels with mustard?
That's not straight mustard.
Well, that's with mayonnaise and mustard.
I hate mayonnaise.
You hate everything that's in that. You hate. And you're eating it up like a machine. Come on.
It's just mayonnaise and mustard.
No, it's cheese.
No cheese.
Well, maybe if you ordered cheese, but
no.
But I made it a bunch of times. It's just mayonnaise and mustard.
No, there's you made a cheese.
No. There's never cheese in there.
That matter.
No.
Colby cheese.
No.
Colby cheese.
Did you see Calpy's dog?
Yeah, purple.
Calpy could go to prison.
For dog abuse.
What did he do?
Painted its legs purple.
Purple and white dog.
For graduation. It's the most beautiful dog I've ever seen.
It is a classic.
I can't believe they didn't put it on Facebook or anything.
Yeah, me too. I'd love to see that. Copy if you're listening.
Bring him by.
Put it on Facebook.
Bring on Kobe. Kobe.
Colby Cheese.
Colby Cheese.
Colby Cheese is his name.
They dyed the dog legs, hairs purple. They wrote something Fort Recovery High School or something. Didn't they on the butthole?
Whoa.
Yeah, they did. On the back of the dog. They
wrote, Bob. B.F.
Bob.
Pound his butt. Yeah.
Did we have the commencement in the archives?
Yeah. Graduation, yes.
Did you listen to it?
I didn't get a chance to listen to all of it. I was out driving for Calps, and I couldn't get all of it on the radio. So
good, quick.
Really?
It was an hour
and 10. 10.
Well, that's 60 kids. Christ, shouldn't have got
66.
All.
Yeah. 65, something like that.
It's pretty quick.
It is quick.
Yep.
It's real quick.
Biggest. Did you go out to Doggies?
No, I had to go to the airport, so I was going all day Sunday.
We had the biggest pull in a Legion. It looked like a wedding.
Yeah.
Well, then I was like, holy crap.
How many?
About 600.
People, how many of the graduates were out there?
Three. They had three graduates at the Legion.
600 invited.
600 people invited.
And there was about 450 there. 500. So
that's awesome.
It was awesome.
Whose graduations?
Cade, Kaya, and Taylor, the 10 girl.
Oh, okay. Yep.
They had three of them at the Legion Hall.
And somebody told me Ryan Tidd made the barbecue beef.
Awesome. Was it great?
Very good.
I got Kelsey Judy's Saturday.
Saturday?
Yep.
I got Max's, I think.
Max Clincher. When's that, baby? That's coming
Sunday,
up.
Sunday, I think, isn't it?
Sunday? What else
Seems
we got?
Like it.
Will Homans. When's Willie's?
Willie's is next week, maybe. Or it's in June. I think I got three of them in June, I think. Kenny's girl.
Oh, Gracie. Yeah. Grace Lamb. Yeah.
Yep. I think Benny Homan might be in June, too.
Yeah. And kids graduating. It's Circle Life, brother.
Yep.
The circle of love.
Problem is, we're on the back, we're on the downside of it.
No, not
I want to be back on the top.
No,
outside.
I'm getting younger.
See, are you getting younger?
In 19 years, you got another graduation you're going to have to go to.
Another graduation?
Who we got?
His granddaughter.
Ooh.
Or grandson, maybe.
Hope so.
We'll see.
That'd be great.
Hope so.
19 years.
So Sam had on.
I've seen Leonard. It's unbelievable how good his talking is.
Is that unbelievable?
That is awesome.
Sam put on video. Sam, she had these speech kids, these speech therapists come in to help Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible.
It is amazing.
I mean, she has a video of him.
From the beginning to now, it's amazing how good he is.
It is.
It's incredible.
It made Grandpa get a little teary eyed.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's good
again,
stuff.
I cry when I fart crossways. So. Yeah.
Well, I can see why you would.
Good point.
Absolutely.
Whoa.
So our schedule this summer is we're going to ride this thing out till what, Spencey, what do you want to do?
However long you're
doing it. What's the game plan for we always take the summer off, folks. We've done that for years.
Because there's not a lot of Fort Recovery stuff to talk about.
Right.
Now, if the Reds were great, we could talk about them for a while. But that's
well, here's kind of our game plan. We're going to hang on Sports Talk to our track teams over.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a show next Wednesday.
Yep.
And then if they make, and some of them will go to state the following week. So we're going to be on at least two more weeks.
Yep. And we've got at least one more insight and probably two or three more that we're going to do. So,
and we're going to get Hal McCoy to call in on one of them on the Hastings hotline. And we're going to get Jerry Snodgrass.
Jerry.
And then hopefully, we'll check back in with some of the basketball coaches. I know Patch will come up and talk about his summer programs, and we'll talk a little bit to
Coach Bayshore.
And we'll get these guys and pick their brains one more time.
Yep.
And then it's summer. We're going to take a break. We're going to enjoy it because we got to rejuvenate because...
You're ready for football.
Absolutely. And we got to take time off. I mean, this is tough.
It's a grind.
Gig.
Yeah.
It is a tough gig.
It is a good gig.
Yep.
Good gig.
But,
cheese trays, peanuts.
You can't eat this much.
My wife.
All you can drink.
Yeah.
Water, Pepsi.
Bay is great.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, cheese, meat.
Can't be it.
Water.
Yeah.
Wayne Street Market.
And you get to sit there and chit-chat about stuff you like.
Chit-chat.
Yeah, I know.
It would be nice if we got a little bonus check this year.
Big check.
Yeah. What do you think, Fee?
Well.
You got new digs.
We're probably going to do like we did the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Your bonus goes to the Christmas show.
That's perfect.
Because that's what you do with it anyway.
No, not this year.
Oh, okay.
Got an old wedding to pay for. Phil got one, too. So we got a little bill coming at you there, Spency.
Okay, well.
Don't worry about her there, bub.
Well, that'll be a little bit less for the people in need next Christmas.
Yep. By the way, everybody came to the wedding, had a great time, hopefully.
It was a fun wedding.
Fun wedding. Cody had a good wedding. Great day.
That was at the old Jay Garment. Yeah, playing in the back end of that. That's a
pretty good place.
We pulled in the parking lot, and I thought, "Fee, your wedding, your kid's wedding,
you're in a dump.
It's basically in a dungeon." And we go inside there, and it was beautiful.
It was nice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the outside does not do that justice. Let's just say that.
I need to do a little work on that.
And can I tell you something about the temperature? There was about 60, and I loved it.
It was cool.
Yep,
freeze me, baby.
Yeah. I like it when it's cool.
Yep,
I go in there and start sweating, and
I was a nervous wreck because, you know, it was about the first day. It was in the 80s.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're thinking, okay, this place hasn't had air conditioning on yet.
Yeah.
They're going to fire that thing up about 5 o'clock and say, hey, it ain't working.
Smoke.
It's 100 degrees in here.
Yeah. It was a great wedding. And
it was a huge place. So, you know, if they hadn't run it before, they might have come up about half the capacity.
I was a little nervous. I don't
We
walked in. It was perfect.
It was perfect.
That's cool. So.
But we want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Yeah. Thank Jonas Foote for coming up.
Great Friso.
Yeah, Jonas, good
Friso
dude.
Friso show.
Good dude. Worked with Jonas. And Greg Lefevre's a champ.
Great.
He's a champ.
That's all the numbers.
Yeah.
That's big. Keep us up.
And he'll be on the air. And FR Radio. Probably with Friday night, Friday night. Yep.
You can't make it down there. Turn on FR Radio.
And if you look at, if you was listening, you know, I hope you was, they don't dick around. It's bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, those times, they stay on that almost no matter what.
Around, do they? Yeah.
If there's an injured athlete, they'll take a little extra time. But there was one, I think, at the state, maybe, somebody went down, don't know if it was cramp, broken something. They got several people picked them up and put them in the grass.
Drag him out of the way. We got to go.
We got to get them off. Key, have a good one, brother.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yep.
We're playing golf this weekend, right?
Yes, we are.
All right.
Hey, don't forget, everybody, Monday, take a day off.
Ooh, Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, huh?
And also Friday night, while we're broadcasting the track live, we will also be recording, as we do every year, the Memorial Day ceremony.
Absolutely.
We've never played that live because we don't want people to skip going to it.
Sure.
But it's going to be in our archives, and it's
worth going just to see the crosses.
It is. I agree.
Yep.
Amazing how that perfect.
Do you remember a couple years ago that we was doing the regional baseball game and we were on live over the speakers there?
Oh, yeah.
Chuck said, you guys know you're on live here. And I was like, I quit talking because I froze. that's good stuff.
Betsy, have a good one, brother.
Betsy,
we'll do it again next
Wayne
week.
Wayne Street Market for
Main
making
Street
this
Market.
Awesome.
We love you.
Bye.
See you next week.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.